Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, it's Tuesday, July 2nd. 4th of July, just wrapping at the door here. Sherry Bell, can you believe it's here already?
It's so crazy to think it's almost here.
I know, and every a lot of people equate like the 4th of July. It's like, well, summer's half over.
Exactly. It's like it's downhill from here.
I know. It could quit raining then. You know, that's my thing. If you know.
Yeah. And when I woke up this morning and no wind, I was so happy.
I know. You are definitely one of, well, if I think of someone that's a summertime person, yeah, it's definitely you.
I love summer.
Yeah, I know, yep, you do. Well, let's talk real estate here. How's it going this week in the world of real estate? You guys busy down there at Action Realty?
You know, generally around the 4th, we really kind of slow down. You know, everybody's in their holiday mode, and we understand that. You know, I've got a couple listings that we are ready to list, but we're going to wait till Monday. So,
right,
you know, I'm working on that and, you know, also trying to gear up for the holiday.
Do you have anything like on the horizon, like you're looking into maybe third and fourth quarter, like into the fall and early winter months? Do you think, okay, well, maybe this person will finally pull the trigger and decide to sell or buy?
Absolutely. We keep a list, each agent does, of people that have contacted us and have said, you know, I'm thinking about selling, but I'm not quite ready yet. You know, so we'll keep them kind of in tune on where the market is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to, you know, help them the best that we can. So we're going to let them know when the market is good time for them.
Well, and you're such an information storehouse of, you know, like anything real estate. It's hard to stump you or Steve with the years of experience you've got.
Well, you know, we're learning every day, mm-hmm, which is a good thing because it's constantly changing. But yeah, we do enjoy keeping up on it and passing it on through to our clients.
Always good to be the student, isn't it?
Exactly.
That leads me into my next question. When you were talking about, you know, people, you know, possibly pulling the trigger, have you ever, and I'm sure you have, because again, between you and Steve and your years of experience, have you ever had people that come to you and say, okay, we're going to buy or we're going to sell? Mm-hmm. And so you list their home and then they come back and say, you know what? We'll try to do this on our own. And then they can't. And then they come back to you. Has that ever happened?
You know, most of the time we see that people will express that they're probably wanting to sell, but they're going to try it for sale by owner on their own. You know, and of course we let them know the benefits of listing their home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big one is the legal ramifications. If it's not done legally, you know, somebody's going to end up in court, and we hate to see that. But yeah, definitely they'll, you know, possibly try it for sale by owner for a while, then they'll contact us and see about getting it sold.
Yeah, before you wind up in court, probably a pretty good idea to start with the experts here, definitely. So again, you know, summer months and you're looking at listings coming up. Are you looking at good listings? I mean, are these homes that you look at and go, okay, yeah, this is going to sell quick?
Exactly. We've got two coming next week. Definitely will be nice showing properties and shouldn't last long in this market.
Let's talk about Hometown Heroes. Are we still doing that?
We absolutely are. And that's something that we plan on continuing, and we feel it's a great way to give back to our community.
And you've always been great with that, too. And veterans causes, too. Got a great veterans lunch happening on Sunday over at the community center, too. I want to mention that.
Absolutely.
Because Operation Zero, one of our favorite groups here,
awesome,
is putting that on for the veterans, too. So how appropriate is that, you know,
that's
on the
wonderful
4th of July?
I love it.
Good stuff. So, again, if people listening to this, they want to buy, they want to sell, they're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just give you a call or stop in at your location.
Absolutely.
Right on Dakota Avenue.
Absolutely, 419 Dakota Avenue, or we can be reached at 642-4700.
All right, looking forward to the 4th?
Absolutely.
All right, Sherry, always great to have you in here.
Thanks, Bill.
Say hi to Steve. He's either out at the lake or he's out golfing, one of the two.
I will do that.
We're talking real estate with Steve and Sherry. We do it every Tuesday here at this time at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fish in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever